once again attempting to cover for the likes of Bill Gates, his intense, and his COVID vaccinations. If you need a deeper look into the distorted mind of criminal Bill Gates and company, you need look no further than the very one that wants to depopulate the world, who now wants to make you safe by injecting his vaccinations into you and your children's bodies.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And what is of interest here is that he and his wife have already put themselves out there as some vaccine medical authority and are acting as if they are some sort of elected representatives, when in fact they are neither licensed doctors nor are they elected representatives in any capacity whatsoever. How many times, I ask, must this virus and these criminals need to be exposed by professionals across the globe before the people take heed and understand what the end game here is?
ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting, when I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID? To maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so. This is not about science, and it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion.
When you begin to look at who Bill Gates is and who his daddy was, it makes a little bit easier as to understand where they want to bring this. Most recently, this video was sent to me, and while vetting through hundreds of messages a day, I thought this was worthy of your attention. Today's guest is a visionary pioneer in women's health, a board-certified OBGYN with more than 30 years of clinical experience, former assistant clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine, and three-time New York Times best-selling author of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause and Goddesses Never Age. And in 2013, Reader's Digest named her one of the 100 most trusted people in America. And in 2016, she was named one of Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul 100, a group of leaders who are using their voices and talents to awaken humanity. And in 2020, she was included in the Watkins Spiritual 100, a list of living people that make a unique and spiritual contribution on a global scale. Internationally known for her empowering approach, she embraces medicine that acknowledges the unity of mind, body, emotions, and spirit, and teaches women to create health by tuning into their inner wisdom. After decades spent transforming women's understanding of their sacred bodies and processes, she now teaches women to thrive at every stage of life. Whoa, look at the accreditation the world has given her, friends. She has also hosted 8 highly successful public television specials, and her work has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show, The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, The View, Rachel Ray, Good Morning America, 2020, and The Dr. Oz Show, among many others. Her name is Dr. Christy Ann Northrup. Here is her short interview.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G. This one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies.
Non-human
what is worse, though, is that
DNA.
There is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, And the patented, the dye is called luciferase.
Isn't that interesting?
BBS Radio.
What a coincidence. .com. That anything like this would be happening in America today. Am I being facetious? Oh, you know that.
Hello,
I am.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Do not want to be a bearer of bad news, folks, but I'm telling you what, I am paying attention to what's going on. While everybody's entertaining themselves or celebrating, perhaps, this season, this Christmas season. And it's amazing how much is going on right now behind closed doors. You're being undermined, friends, as you're being distracted. They want you to look this direction and that direction. They want you to look every other direction but at them. And I want to make sure that you understand that this is where you need to be looking, because this is not going away. Friends, I got to tell you, had about 13, 14 people celebrating yesterday, and over four. You know, really, celebration to me is watching what the kids are doing and how they're growing up today, so on and so forth. It's way past the fact that it's ever been about me, but that's what it's about to me, is watching and really kind of relaying over what it is that we can give to the kids to make it joyful during this time of the year. Not just this time of the year, but throughout the year. In the process of doing so, I'm listening to stories from family members. And how they know this person, and how this person died, and how that person died, and sat and talked for about 20 minutes to a young girl yesterday, how her mom just died. And it's all going right back to the same source, the shot. And I don't know why or how it is that the American people are deceiving themselves into believing that this is going to just stop somehow. I've seen one ignoramus, literally, and there's no better word for it. But it was interesting. She was talking about how Trump's going to get us out of all of this WHO cabal. And it's like, listen, dummy. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. He's telling you the opposite of what he's responsible for. Everybody wants to blame Biden. Everybody wants to blame Fauci, which they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. No question about it. They're going to receive their just recompense as well. But somehow or another, everybody's guilty except their man. And it's their man is the one that opened the floodgates to this in the first place. This is how deceived people have become in this country. As a matter of fact, I just posted this, and we're going to get rolling because I got a lot of videos I want to play for you today. This was on a meme today, a social media platform, and it says World Health Organization, and it says vaccines work. And you should see all the negative comments, calling them out for what they are. But how is it that the American people see this, and we can highlight all these criminals that are responsible for this massive genocide, and yet somehow or another they're re-engaging right now to assail you on another day? How is it that they are so emboldened to go ahead and do it again? I'll tell you how. They're doing it because they see that the people aren't going to do anything to them about what's going on. Now, I can guarantee you this, folks. There are people in the wings. I guarantee it. They killed the wrong dad. They killed the wrong mom. They killed the wrong sister. They killed the wrong family member. And they're going to get it sooner or later. There's no question about it. But in the face of all of this, friends, they're continuing on, going forward, putting out memes like this, vaccine works, while family members are dying, falling over from turbo cancer left and right, brain cancer. Just heard one concerning brain cancer today. Yesterday, it was someone that had a clot. They call it the clot shot. Now the American people are making jokes about it like somehow or another it's funny. As if, again, to suggest that this is a thing of the past. Nope, you've got another wave coming in, folks. The second wave is coming in, and you can rest assured that it's coming right at you. I want to show you a video, and again, I just want you to hear it directly from the mouths of these devils, because, folks,
they're coming. Need to care about this stuff, Nicole, is that we have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st. Mr. Bloomberg mentioned H5N1. That I'm really worried about. It's all over wild birds on the western part of the United States and going up in the north. It's getting into the poultry.
Pro-bioweapon.
We're seeing sporadic human cases. No human-to-human transmission yet. But
all man-made.
It's in the cattle. It's in the milk. And that's just the beginning. We have another major coronavirus likely brewing in Asia. We've had SARS and 2002, SARS-2, COVID-19, and 2019.
Okay, I need to just stop real quick. This is all man-made. This is all pre-planned. The pill in the jam is the crisis they create so they can profit from it, follow the money trail. This is stuff we've been talking about, folks. And again, people think that for some reason or another, this is a thing of the past. What I'm showing you right now is a pro-bioweapon individual talking about how it's going to happen again right after Trump gets into office. Now, I'm not the little boy who cried wolf. I'm not going along with that. But I am telling the American people, you better wake up, keep your eyes open, because this is all man-made nonsense, and they intend to get at you again and again and again. Why? Because they didn't get the numbers that they wanted you to believe that they had the first time, like every other thing that they do, folks. They always bolster the numbers when, in fact, if it was true, folks, we wouldn't be here today, right? Let me finish this.
And we know these viruses are jumping from bats to people thousands of times a year.
Much of this has been debunked, but they're going to continuously drive the same narrative.
We have a big problem with mosquito-transmitted viruses all along the
Gulf Coast. Talk about Bill Gates and his laboratories where they're putting it inside of mosquitoes.
Possibly Zika virus coming back, or a Puche virus, maybe even yellow fever. And there's more. Then we have all this sharp rise in vaccine-preventable diseases going up because of, in part, the anti-vaccine activism that's so prominent right now.
Anti-vaccine, did you hear what he said? Activism. No. In other words, the problem are now those that didn't go along with them. They were already accusing you when you didn't go along with it, friends. Remember, they never had the response that they wanted. They want you to believe the whole world's going to fall dead, okay? And the fact of the matter is, during the time that they told you that the hospitals were overpopulated, remember when people across the country started to go to the hospitals to find out for themselves? Remember they found nobody at the hospitals at all? See, that backfired. Every step of the way, it's backfiring. That's why you're feeling this totalitarian system of government come down on you. And I'm telling you something, friends. It's here. It's waiting in the shadows. You can feel it if you have any discernment. They're waiting to go ahead and initiate another plandemic because they're going to use more force the next time around. You mark my words. That's why they're so adamant about removing your guns from you. And again, this is nothing new under the sun. I want to finish this before the first hard break. This guy is pro-vaccine, as he calls it. And he's now talking about how the people, the activists that are anti-vaxxers, are the problem. Okay?
We have a five-fold rise in pertussis cases, whooping cough over the last year, 15 measles outbreaks this year. We've got polio that's been in the wastewater in New York State. All that's going to come crashing down on January 21st on the Trump administration. We need a really, really good team to be able to handle this.
A really, really good team to handle this. Handle what? Another man-made crisis. I do a whole show on this, folks. Hey, folks, right now is the most important time for you ever to keep us out there. Because I can guarantee you this, is a ministry that is not going to hold back. We need to wake the people up. We need to wake up the dead church, and we need to get them to understand that this is not over. They're looking to their savior, Donald Trump, who is the father of the vaccine that's responsible for much of what's going on. We need to open up their eyes. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Thank you.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Interestingly enough, just to show you how I sound like a broken record. I know I sound like a broken record, but I want to tell you what. The Lord has me skipping as a broken record to open people's ears because people are still distracted by things that matter not concerning what it is that they're zeroing in on once again. During the break, I just had a lady say to me, are you seeing my videos at all? Because she's sharing like mad on social media platforms. She said, I just got 3 strikes for spreading misinformation on COVID vax. You do understand that this is the group of people, governments, corruption, big tech corruption, working hand in glove to drive a narrative that it is misleading or disinformation when you tell them the truth about the cause and effect of this bioweapon. Well, I told her, I said, nope, I see all your stuff. I said, they do this to everyone illegally. And then I told her to read Revelation 12:17. And Revelation 12:17 says, and the dragon, the deluder, Satan, the devil, was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. He's not going after those that aren't doing anything, folks. Welcome to the real world, and I'm not saying that as a backhand, but I am saying that, folks, you better wake up to the reality that this is coming to your front door. I have in Proverbs 21, verse 7 here, it says, the violence of the wicked, different translation, but it's great. It says, the violence of the wicked, what they're doing, what they're responsible for, what they're attempting to do again to the people on a worldwide basis, the violence of the wicked will drag them away. That also goes to Amos 6:3. for they refuse, the people refuse, the people refuse to do what is right. That's why it's happening. Read Amos 6:3 as well when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you're listening to us by radio. We're broadcasting into 160 cities nationwide. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. 1-281-845-4704, 1-281-845-4704. Folks, let's just start knocking this down. I also wanted to let you know, too, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, about a week and a half ago, I played some Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen video for you, how he's being incentivized by the Western medicine and Big Pharma to get people sicker as they come into the hospital. It was probably about a five-minute video. Hopefully you guys seen that. If you didn't, go back a couple days, perhaps a week, and you'll find that video there. Well, we have another doctor telling you the same thing, folks. It's because it's not just coming through the said bioweapons, the vaccinations, okay? If you read Leviticus 17:11 and 19:19, and then you put that up against John 10:10 and Acts 17:26, you're going to understand the enemy wants to get into the bloodline because that's where the life is at. And if you can get in there, he's going to come in and he's going to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's the fruit of what we're seeing on a nationwide basis, on a worldwide basis. Let's go over to this next doctor and see what he has to say during this congressional hearing right here in your own backyard.
For a second, we have poisoned our food supply, engineered highly addictive chemicals that we put into our food. We spray it with pesticides that kill pests. What do you think they do to our gut lining and our microbiome? And then they come in sick. The GI tract is reacting. It's not an acute inflammatory storm. It's a low-grade chronic inflammation. And it makes people feel sick. We've done a terrible thing to doctors. We've told them, put your head down, focus on billing and coding. We're going to measure you by your throughput. And good job. You did a nice job. We have all these numbers to show for it. Well, the country is getting sicker. We cannot keep going down this path. We have the most over-medicated, sickest population in the world. And no one is talking about the root causes. Somebody has got to speak up. Maybe we need to talk about school lunch programs, not just putting every kid on obesity drugs like Ozempic. Maybe we need to talk about treating diabetes with cooking classes, not just throwing insulin at everybody. Maybe we need to talk about environmental exposures that cause cancer, not just the chemo to treat it. We've got to talk about
this,
food as medicine.
They create the problem, then they play the problem solver. For the record, once again, this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. The people that were behind the barbed wire fences, folks, again, if you haven't done your due diligence in understanding that history, if you study the past won't repeat itself if you stand up against the tyrants. And the fact of the matter is that's why we have the Geneva Bible, because there's side notes all over that Bible telling us how to deal with, guess what, the tyrants. And interesting, over and over and over again, we're told to go back to the old past in Jeremiah 6:16, but the people want to keep looking to the mainstream media that they don't believe, and they want to get different results. That's the definition of insanity and foolishness every given step of the way, because they're purposely driving a lying narrative. They're trying to get you to believe those that are telling you the truth of what it is that they're selling, folks. They're trying to get you to believe that they're the ones that are misleading you. This all came back out in 2013 under criminal, foreigner, sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. That's a different show. But I do want to keep going here, friends, concerning what is happening here. Here's another kid. Young man faces paralysis for life after suffering shock stroke in the shower. I mean, and you know what's crazy? And I said this on Saturday's show. What is just crazy about all this? The doctors are just dumbfounded. They're confounded. They're bewildered. They're puzzled. They don't know where this came from. But yet, if you look at a chart, guess when all of this started coming out, folks? In 2021, when they started pushing the jab. Okay? 2020, 2021. So this shouldn't come as no surprise. As a matter of fact, again, if you're paying attention to any of this, friends, you're seeing it all over the boards. Just talked to a young man today about what's going on. He goes, yeah, he goes, it's kind of scary what's going on. It is, but it needs to be prevented by men that will stand up against this nonsense. How far does this go? I have a friend who's a stewardess for an airline. She's great. She sends information to me quite a bit. She vets the information. She's been friends with me for years. And I'll tell you what, when she's on layover, she just does all this due diligence. And she sends me a lot of stuff that's so pertinent and important that I got to say, I got to have you keep bringing this stuff. Just don't overkill me, though, because I get about 200 to 300 of these every day, and give me a short download. Well, she gave me another one. And this is from The High Wire. And this was RFK Jr. And again, I want you to listen carefully because Tony Fauci's being brought up again. I want you to remember as well, Rand Paul has been raising hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars of telling you, his constituents, that he's now got Anthony Fauci on his heels. They busted him in a flat-out lie. Americans, question, where's the justice? I'll tell you what, he's capitalizing on the people when in fact he's already getting paid to do this. That's why we call these guys the great American appeasers. But here's the point. He's still going after Rand Paul. The people are still sending Rand Paul money. Yet behind the backs of the American people, Rand Paul, as he's allegedly going after Anthony Fauci, insider trading, his wife is doing what? Going behind the backs of those that should know better, buying into stock concerning remdesivir, which kills 80% of the people that take it. It shuts down their organs. So without further ado, I want to go over and get to this next point. This is The High Wire with RFK Jr. Check this information out, folks. This only brings back to our memories and to our remembrances, friends, concerning the crimes that Anthony Fauci has been named and called out for on this show time and time again.
Which is illegal, and then he hid what he was doing from the boards. He took foster homes.
Talking about Anthony Fauci.
And he turned them over to the pharmaceutical industry. He made sure that the people who were running those foster homes did not even have medical training. Most of them were immigrants.
Okay, so what he's covering right here, friends, if you can't hear him very well, because he's got that throat issue going on, RFK Jr. is talking about Anthony Fauci using immigrant children that had no guardians. He was committing illegal acts as he was doing testing on them for big pharmaceutical companies. I want him to finish telling you the story.
Who came from the Dominican Republic, they knew nothing about medicine or responsibilities, and they were sickened when they realized slowly what they were involved in doing to these children, that they were torturing these children. And
torturing these children.
You know, there's videos of these children, an old BBC documentary that will make you cry. I promise you, you cannot look at these without weeping. They're, you know, one of these kids, a 12-year-old, who's trying to protect the 8-year-old, and he has a tube in his stomach. And he's telling them, you know, I tried to fight them, and this is what they do if you fight them. You can't fight them. You need to just take the drugs. And the kids didn't want to take them because the drugs were making them horribly sick. And Celia Farber was this amazing researcher.
I'm going to hold up on the other half of that video. We got a hard break I did not expect. We'll come right back to it. I'm going to keep covering this, folks, because we need to. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Radio.com.
The Peter Video.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get back to this video. I see you up there, Joni from Georgia. Just give me 1 minute. I'm going to finish playing this. I'm hoping that we're sticking to the topic because I don't understand the question. But with that said, we'll get to you in just a moment. I want to get back over to this. This is RFK talking to Deltry, talking about how the kids are stolen from different countries and then they're brought over here into America with no legal guardian. And then Anthony Fauci continuously forces tests on the children to the point where it kills the children, it murders the children. We tried to tell you this a long time ago, and yet the reason I brought up Rand Paul during the end of the last segment is because he's trying to play the hero that's dealing with Anthony Fauci, yet there's still no justice. And what's interesting is Rand Paul selling you justice, as he would call it, right? And we're getting none of it. Well, he's capitalizing off the ignorance of the people that are making him wealthy. Because his wife is going behind the backs of the American people buying stock in Remdesivir. And it wasn't just him neither. We've did a whole show on this, folks. Those guys that you see on the federal floor during these congressional hearings, ask them the question, because it needs to be answered from them. Where's the justice? You've done 1,000 congressional hearings. You've done 1,000 investigative reports. That's all they're doing, friends. They're there to pacify you. That's why we call them the Great American Appeasers. And the fact of the matter is they are foxes guarding the chicken coop. That's all they are. And I can tell you that from firsthand experience, especially seeing what's going on today, folks. The noose is being tightened. The noose is being tightened. Okay? You're not going to get away from that. Let's get back to RFK talking with Deltree concerning what they're doing with these little kids illegally, and even murdering them in the process of doing tests on them for Big Pharma.
I mean, did a lot of the original research on it. She actually went up to Hawthorne, New York, to the Gates of Heaven Cemetery. She found the cemetery where Fauci was disposing of the corpses of these children who died in his illegal experiments. She found an open pit. It was actually covered by an astroturf carpet. She opened the astroturf carpet and she saw hundreds and hundreds of tiny little coffins stacked haphazardly upon each other, because these are children who have no parents and nobody was there to protect them. And Tony Fauci treated them as collateral damage. And, you know, his objective was to enlarge the markets for these pharmaceutical companies who he had partnered with by allowing HIV, these toxic chemotherapy drugs to be given to children. And then the next experiments, which are in the next chapter, which are equally horrendous, is his experiments on Africans.
Okay, so the list goes on. Hey, folks, again, I've said this before, and if it hurts, let it hurt, okay? If it brings you to godly repentance, you already know who the bad guys are. We don't need to keep covering all the information as to who the bad guys are. We know who the bad guys are. They're the ones that have put them above you somehow or another in your minds by the mainstream media as political heroes, freedom fighters, those that want to make your country great again. And look what they're doing. Well, they're telling you that they're making America great again. They're assailing you and your families. That's what's going on. But again, what would you expect from a government and a people that allows a government, a small portion, to go ahead and genocide over almost 80 million babies under the guise of a woman's choice? You're going to reap what you sow. And I talked about this about 15 years ago, folks. I said, you are going to reap what you sow. Do you think that sooner or later, they're not going to come after you? It's exactly what they're doing. They're coming after you now and your families. We got Joni calling from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for holding on, Jody. What is it that you want to share?
Oh, no. Okay, no problem. I just wanted to let everybody know, and that there's ways that you can just look at hotels. Number one, you know it's going to be a planned scandemic, because there is no way this man is a prophet by any means. He is not a Nostradamus. He's speaking in very specifics and giving you very specific diseases. These are all telltale signs that there is going to be planned scamdemics, yep, through which they're going to develop these new vaccines that are going to be of the mRNA platform. Everything is going to try to go to that. Bill Gates wants that. It's a big moneymaker for these people. But another thing people need to know is that you can use the government's own information against them. The FDA, FDA.gov, has a list of vaccines that are approved for administration in the United States. Anybody can go there and read them. You can read the package inserts, and you can find out these are not very well tested. Some of them only monitor for safety for 3 to 5 days with maybe a follow-up in 6 months. And it's never tested for effectiveness, for transmission, or anything. So you can go out there and you can read that to yourself. Read all of them on the childhood vaccination schedule. I've done all of that for every one of them and all the others. And you can see for yourself that this is an industry and a medical intervention that has not ever, ever been truly tested for what they say it has. So they cannot claim safe and effective. And another thing, on the polio thing, polio has never went away. Never went away. Vaccine didn't cure that. They've just renamed it. Anytime you see Guillain-Barré, you see transverse myelitis, you see something like multiple sclerosis. All these are different names for what is essentially polio.
Amen.
Just thought I'd let everybody know that they can check that for themselves.
No, we totally appreciate it. And I'm just going to piggyback as to what you just got done saying here. I'm going to give you some more information as to what Joni from Georgia just shared with you. Thank you for your courage, kiddo. We totally appreciate you out there. I want you to listen to this, because this, again, it's a perfect segue into what Joni was just sharing with us. I want you to listen carefully as to what this young man has to say to you, because, again, it's quite telling. It really is. It really is.
For the drug industry, science was completely abandoned. These drug companies that I was interviewing with had no problem telling me, look, we design drugs based on treating symptoms. We don't cure. That's a business model, okay, that allows you to give a drug to a person for life. The next level of drug advertising is inventing disease. When you run out of symptoms, you don't have any more clientele. With psychiatric medications, you can invent diseases all day long. There's two words that a psychiatrist fears. Prove it. And if the doctor can't do it, nine times out of ten they can't, then don't take the drug. I wondered, as a chemist, I'm making these drugs. They're proving deadly in our labs, and they're proving deadly in other labs. Dangerous, ineffective. How are they selling them? Big Pharma has the best marketing department in the world. Geniuses. You simply pay to report that the study showed positive results. You're paying them. You're buying science. At least 125,000 people dying every year from prescription drugs. You would think that you'd spend more in research to try to offset the death toll. No. Keep going with marketing. Market, market, market. Hypnotize them and drug them. And get them into their psychiatrist so they can swallow the next Cymbalta or the next Prozac. Or whatever they're going to package it as and name it as.
Oh, gosh.
When I,
what other information did the American people need to hold these people accountable? This young man's name was Shane Ellison. He was a chemist, and he is a chemist. And he's trying to blow the horn for the American people, too, as to what's going on. This is the kind of stuff that's going across the country right now. And people, yes, people are waking up after the fact. But people also need to understand that these people that are guilty of these crimes, you've heard over and over again that they're purposely doing what they're doing. That is murder. That is genocide. When Joni was talking just a couple minutes ago, I was looking over at the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Now, you guys all know what this is, right? Remember Ronald Reagan, the one that was going to make America great again back in the 80s, and he was hailed by the American people, too, as one of those guys that was for us? You're sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken. We had a son on the show one time, Michael, and I'll tell you what, folks. Again, the fruit hung on his tree. What he didn't do, what he promised to do, and what he didn't do. And now he did the opposite of what he promised to do. But let me go back to this. He was the one that signed into what they call law. It's not law. It's counter to law. They have no constitutional authority to do the things that they're doing through a totalitarian system of government. And rest assured, this is what they're going to do through administrative law, which is an undermining of the Constitution. In other words, constitutionally, it's null and void. But if you don't know any different, well, it's lawful for them. It's not law, folks. It stands against and in contrast to our law. Listen carefully. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. This is in 1986. It was signed into what they call law by the United States President Ronald Reagan as a part of a larger health bill. Notice how they're selling it to you as if it's for your good, right? It's always under health. This took place on November 14th, 1986. Acronym NCVIA's purpose was to eliminate the potential financial liability of vaccine manufacturers due to vaccine injury claims. In other words, they wanted to indemnify big pharmaceutical companies. They wanted to go ahead and guard them from anybody making a claim saying that, listen, you just called or caused bodily harm, or you killed one of my family members from one of your vaccines. This bill, somehow or another, under the guise of law, has the color of law, looks like law, smells like law, walks like law, but it's not law. They sold it to you that this was for your health, to protect the big pharmaceutical companies committing genocide on innocent people on a worldwide basis. Did you get that? The question I want to ask is, what company on God's green earth can operate in such a fashion outside of Big Pharma? And the only reason that your politicians went along with this is because they think they're above the law, because the people aren't going to hold them accountable for the laws that they transgress, though they have provision in the U.S. Constitution. Then what they did is they decided to go ahead and do it with the pharmaceutical companies, because as they're stealing your money, the politicians, they're handing money to the pharmaceutical companies that were going broke, like I told you on Saturday. And what are the pharmaceutical companies doing in turn? They're giving money to the politicians
So they're just laundering your money, folks, is what they're doing. And then they're indemnifying the pharmaceutical companies, saying they're not held responsible for the crimes that they commit against you. Nobody operates like that but the devil. And he's a defeated foe, so he's already been dealt with. Now it's your turn. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber. Okay. You guys ever heard of BioNTech? Oh my goodness. This came up on a scroll as well, and it's fantastic. It really truly is. And it's fantastic because it gives people the answers that they allegedly declare that they want when it comes to who the guilty party is. You already know who the guilty party are. You already know who they are. You already know their names. And to prove the point of what I just shared with you a moment ago concerning how they think they're above the law and how the government steals your money from the tax coffers, see, they have to create the crisis, right? And they come in and they play the problem solver. What they're not telling is they're taking that money and they're making the pharmaceutical companies wealthy again. In the process, while they're making them wealthy, they already know that they got a kickback coming under the table through laundering of money, where they're given incentive to steal from us to give to them, because then they'll give to the pharmaceutical or to the politicians. I want to show you this because this is almost, again, they do the unthinkable. This shows you that they think they're impervious. They think they're above the law. And again, the only reason they're doing this, friends, is because the people on a worldwide basis allow them to do it. Okay, they need justice, lawful justice. I'm saying lawful justice. Okay? Because I know that the government and big tech companies are, and the CIA and the FBI and all these other agencies that are unconstitutional are zeroing in on guys like me because they want you to believe guys like me are trying to tell you something opposite of what is true. Okay, I get it, right? But I'm here to tell you, they want to cast words into my mouth. I'm telling you that every one of these people need to lawfully be rounded up and dealt with in a court of law by the people. They're jurors. Not by some little court that they create. Not by a little circus they create through the mainstream media. Folks, deal with the corruption in government and in the mainstream media. You will have a different country. We don't need more laws. We need good men occupying the offices to enforce the laws that we have in place. Okay? What they love to do is they love to use the lawless as the excuse as to why they need to bring more control in to an unthinking people. But if those people thought about what they were doing, that's all they'd have to come up with concerning the conclusion that if they would merely enforce the laws that are already in the books, it wouldn't have gone this far in the first place. Like, for example, you're seeing what's going on over in Germany right now. Case in point, this guy coming over from the Middle East, a Muslim, committed jihad on the street, killing innocent people in Germany. Now countries all over the world saying you're not bringing them here anymore. You know what needs to happen? The people in Germany, every single one of those politicians that allured them into that country, just like here in America, they need to be held accountable for the crimes of the illegals that they allured in. And according to federal statute in the United States of America, that's exactly what is to happen here in this country. The politicians are to be held accountable for the crimes of the illegals that they brought into this country because they committed the act of treason in the process of doing so. Do you understand how this works? Let me go over to the BioNTech CEO, and I want you to see for yourself firsthand how these people think that they are above the law.
Yourself have not taken the vaccine yet. Why not?
So I am legally not allowed to take the vaccine at the moment. We, of course, consider to make that possible. It is more important for us that our co-workers and partners get vaccinated.
Why are you not legally allowed to take the vaccine?
Because you know that that there is a priority. The vaccine is not allowed to be taken outside of this priority list. And what is also important, we were even not allowed to...
Notice he said the priority list. So in other words, the vaccines, as he calls them, applies to their workers. It applies to everybody but him. It applies to everybody but the responsible party. Do you see what's going on? Hey, folks, it's not an issue of money. It's an issue of courage in dealing with those that are ruled by the love of money. Okay? The fact of the matter is this guy is saying it doesn't apply to him, and yet he's guilty of the crime. Same thing with Pfizer. Same thing with every one of them. It's like when Bill Gates is talking about depopulation. Well, you first. Gosh, Americans, do you not understand how simple this is? How difficult it may be, but how simple the answers are? That's all you have to do is go to the Word of God and you're going to see it for yourself.
Participate in clinical trials because per law, it is not possible to include company people. Yeah.
So it applies to all of the people in his country, but him with the smile on his face saying it doesn't apply to company or himself. Well, that's pretty insane. Very telling, isn't it? Yeah. Pretty telling. I want to go ahead and play this out. I got a phone call coming up here. I'm going to play this for a couple minutes, and I want you to see this. This is brand new. Just came across my desk this morning. I want you to see it for yourself.
Are still dropping like flies. 3 years on, and we continue to see young and previously healthy people from all backgrounds dropping dead. But why is this happening?
In June of this year, a prominent YouTuber with a large following running the YouTube channel called Pretty Pastel Please unfortunately passed away. Now, she was only 30 years old, and the diagnosis was lymphocytic myocarditis. This is a condition of the heart. Now, whilst this used to be uncommon, this year has seen a long list of influencers who have seemingly died suddenly and unexpectedly
from the shot
for no apparent reason. It comes off the back of another prominent influencer named Farah Al-Qadi. She was an architect. She died of a cardiac arrest while she was on vacation in the same month.
36
years
old.
She was only slightly older at 36 years old. And just 3 years older than her, viral TikTok influencer Dr. Tatiana Galuarte sadly passed away a few months just before in March. Now, it doesn't seem as though the cause of death was reported for this one, although there is a report of a potential brain aneurysm. We also saw the death of yet another influencer in the same month. This was after a year-long battle with cervical cancer, which was pretty fast-acting, and she was only diagnosed the year before. Her name was Jessica Petway, once again, just 36 years old. A lady from Brazil who ran a similar channel, she had a large following, she was 35 years old. She also died of a heart attack at the start of December. Also in Brazil, this time last year, Larissa Borges, she died of a double cardiac arrest. So we're starting to see a very strange pattern here. Women in their early to mid 30s primarily, who are passing away for seemingly uncommon and rare conditions. I mean, it's
heart
just
attacks.
Coincidence that some of these influencers were publicly advocating for a certain medical procedure. And it's clear now that news outlets are forced to report on this. They simply cannot deny it. So here we have women's heart attacks rising, particularly among those 30 to 50 years old. So this is definitely a thing, guys. The same goes for turbo cancers. In fact, if we look at this graph here, we can see cancer rates have risen exponentially since 2021. Of course, the cause is a complete mystery. And actually, on this topic,
he's being facetious.
In a tragic twist of fate, we have a Fox News reporter who was recently diagnosed with a turbo cancer himself. And the crazy thing is, his wife was also diagnosed with cancer not long before. I mean, so you have this couple who have both got cancer and are both battling it simultaneously. I mean, this is really tragic for the family, but what are the chances of that? I don't know about you guys, but looking at this graph, I can see one thing which might be able to explain it. But it's not just turbo cancers, is it?
It's also, in other words, folks, what he's doing, for those that are listening in your cars, I want to tell you, he's showing graphs, friends, as to the obviousness as to who's responsible for what's going on. And he's being facetious about it, but he's also being very, for a better way of saying it, very tender about it. And I think he's doing it very tactful. Tactfully, by the way, but it goes on for another 3 minutes concerning the crimes of what are being committed against the innocent people. And the doctors are standing back saying, we have no idea. Why? Because they're just as guilty. They're the ones that are enforcing it. They're the ones that are saying they're just doing their job. Check this
out.
Wrote
the curriculum of med school. It was all written by the big pharmaceutical companies that fund the medical school and fund the research. And so when
From
you're
start
funding
to finish,
all the research, funding the FDA, funding most of the three-letter organizations, 50% of the FDA's funding comes from Big Pharma. 70% of our drug funding comes from Big Pharma at the FDA. You are skewing the lens of all of our regulatory bodies. You're skewing the lens of our academic institutes. You're skewing the lens of the education of our clinicians. And then we're setting them free into a marketplace and putting them under tremendous pressure to get patients in and out the door. And what happens? You're seeing what happens. We trade patient outcomes for profits. And this is the model we've built in this country. It's not a healthcare system. It's a sick care system.
It's not a healthcare system. It's a sick care system. Okay, so folks, I think I did a pretty good job of laying this out for you from them so that you know for yourself. Oh, Bob, sorry about that. We'll get you next time, guy. Love you by what we do. Folks, please share this video. Please share this video, as you know that we are being heavily censored. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.